is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Pindertal, Printmasters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live. And in full effect, grateful to be here jamming with you the way that we are, always being able to talk about these things. I'm always happy to jam with you and talk about national growth development and where we are, the foundation, guys. I thank you for tuning in today. We're going to jam today. I want to thank all those persons for supporting us and being able to be with us. I made a couple calls. So tomorrow we're going to have a fresh bunch of people being able to talk about their small business. For some reason, I thought today was Thursday. I'm just going to be honest with you and be able to say that, right? But I'm grateful to be here. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. I keep telling you, especially as we creep towards another month and being able to identify those things, I say to you that you got to be able to think with a conscious head and a very clear understanding that you got to get yourself insured. I know that we go for the typical requirement and the necessity for what's on the road, but you know that there's some great packages out there and you could be able to find out more information. Give them a call at 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS, located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Always being able to talk about those things and grateful to do that like that. Now I'm grateful to being able to talk to leadership from the Bahamas Baptist College and talk to us about sort of the opening up of what they're going to be doing for a pharmacy. This is truly an exciting thing, right? So they're going to be launching and kicking off a pharmacy that's going to be coming on May 26th. And they're going to be talking about those things. They invited us to be able to go with them and jam and talk about those particular things and really be able to get a gist of what they're doing in terms of this new dispensation, new concepts, and new ideas. They're going to be able to extend this kind of a thing. They extend a warm invitation to the official launch of the nursing pharmacy program. That's going to be on Monday, May 26th. And they're going to be kicking off around 1, but we're going to be there from 12 o'clock. We're going to be going live from the on location and being able to talk about that. So this is a milestone occasion. And for them, it's a defining moment in our institution's history, and it aligns with the celebration of our 30th anniversary, time of reflection, renewal, and remarkable progress. These programs represent a bold step towards our mission and to train future healthcare professionals and respond to an evolving needs of national development. So I'm grateful for that. The nursing and pharmacy program is going to be launched on the 26th. Congratulations to the Bahamas Baptist University College. They have all that stuff in there. The Bahamas Baptist University College campus is going to be celebrating that, and they invite you, cordially invite us, to be able to be a part of that. So you're going to be able to hear a great deal of conversations, and I'm sure that we're going to be talking with leadership and finding out sort of their trajectory, their overarching objectives of what their expectations to be able to be, at least within the short term, and find out more information. So join us on Monday, guys, on location, for the Bahamas Baptist University College Nursing and Pharmacy Program. We're going to be doing a live remote from that particular spot, and I'm grateful to do that, right? So let's talk about that, right? Got to be able to, guys, like I said, you got to be able to pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in the paper, and you want to find out exactly what's happening from a global perspective, locally, and how we make a determination of those particular things. You see, China is at the forefront of the paper. China is at the forefront of the paper again, and having good conversations about the fact that there's no coercion. From China, ambassador said that a relationship with the Bahamas harms no one. Harms no one. Man, listen to me. She goes on to say, Chinese ambassador to the Bahamas, Yang Jingrong, said yesterday that China does not coerce, threaten, or invade. These are strong words. I just want to be able to be very clear with you. Invade other countries and reaffirms China's longstanding partnership with the Bahamas. She said the relationship between the two countries is not meant to exclude or harm any third party, inclusive of America. Ambassador Yan defended China as a friend to both the Bahamas and the members of the Latin American and Caribbean LAC, the LAC, countries during a press conference at the Chinese embassy. This was held recently, right? She said, as the world's second largest economy and also a key engine to the global south, China does not coerce, does not threaten, does not sanction, or invades others. And China was not and is not a colonizer. This is heavy words that she's using. Invade, colonize, threaten. These are heavy words that she's using. But a trustworthy friend and a long-term cooperating partner from LAC, which is the Latin American countries. And it says, this is what the ambassador says, is early this month, while at a meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio urged Caribbean leaders to make responsible, transparent decisions when selecting vendors and contractors for critical, let's open up the papers, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. For critical infrastructure projects to ensure that they are not vulnerable. Oh, my God. To the scrutiny risk for malign actors like Chinese Communist Party. Now, I want to say a couple of things here. And I'd like you to join me in conversation. I just want to say a couple of things on this matter. And who knows? I don't know if it go anywhere, but I need there to be a clearing of the air for us to understand our objectives. I think America has their objectives. I think this kind of a posture and this determination to move forward, America has their objectives laid out. And the concept and idea, what we've seen most recently with the reemergence and this kind of a this infusion of vigor as a result of Donald Trump taking on this position and post as non-consecutively as president of the United States of America, there is a relentless focus. It's almost like a deer trapped in the headlights, that you can't shake away, all your functions are paralyzed, and you anticipate the inevitable of being hit. This Make America Great Again program, this concept, this idea, this project, the objective of what's happening in America right now, we're watching it for exactly what it is. Now, I thought, at the beginning of America's concept, at the beginning of Donald Trump's introduction to this, that a lot of this, these ideas that he had would reside within the confines of the United States of America proper. But for the most part, there has been a great deal of the Secretary of State being able to go off into other jurisdictions, forging relationships, being able to find out exactly where they are, almost wagging their tail and lending these subtle innuendos of a soft threat. It's not a pronounced threat. Just saying, hey, listen, watch out, watch out for these particular things. It's a very subtle thing that's happening. And for all of us who, within the region, within the world, who've been doing business with America over these decades, we understand the nature of the beast. And so when we even hear the subtle, the innuendos of a possible warning, you start to kind of check yourself. Now, the world has shifted in such a manner where there is an expectation after we've ingested commercialism. My God, this can be a deep conversation today. I can feel it coming on. After we've ingested so much commercialism, after we've taken on this sort of an idea from America to ingest their marketing, their promotions, their lifestyle, their what they've identified as the American dream, quietly being able to see this the cycles of these particular concepts show up even in our dreams, we now show ourselves looking more like America. And so our dependency is on what they render to us. And that's political, that's personal, that is from a pulpit standpoint. We see even the charisma that's entered into our pulpits, even these sort of an ideas that how we present ourselves, we mirror what's happening in America. And that's not because this is something that we want. This is the information that we ingest. The propaganda tool that has been used for decades now, which is the little box, the television, has programming designed in it that as we watch it, we, you know, start to ask questions. You know, oh, do I have that? Do I need that? Oh, that's nice. I'd like to have that. You know, one day when I get an opportunity, I'll get this. And so this conditioning has taken us over. Now, for us, from the 80s, from my father's generation, the 60s, we have a love-hate relationship with the television. We love it, enjoy it when it has something for us to watch, but we're not consumed by it all day. But every progressive generation since us has done nothing, and even to the point that they're learning from America on the little tubes. Now you got you on your phone, you got it everywhere, you can't get away from it. The Make America Great concept, program, project that has been launched by Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has nothing to do that I can see more specifically about what America needs to do to itself. But rather, being able to take American influence and remind the relationships that exist externally to get in line. But those relationships have done nothing for us. Can I say that? The relationships that we have relied upon out of the United States of America has done nothing for us. It hasn't. Now, I know a lot of persons will probably take on this kind of a position and argue that, what about tourism, Howard? What about tourism? You know, tourism is good. The majority of our tourists come from the United States of America, specifically the East Coast, so forth and so on. Listen to me. There is a reciprocal relationship. We provide them sun, sand, sea, and a true sense of alleviation in paradise. They can't get that in the small cubbyhole rat race that they go into in the United States of America. They go work, home, 15-hour work days. They can't wait to come to the Bahamas. They can't wait to come to the Caribbean. This is a consolation prize as a result of what they've rendered every Jesus Day in America. So to make this comparison that we're getting something from them, no, we are available and we've ensured that we could accommodate you accordingly. And let's be very clear. America wishes us to be in this posture, in this position, where the world... Thank you. The world finds us in this position, in this place, in this space. Oh, America said that? Well, we can't do no business with nobody else. We're going back to America. America has given us nothing. Nothing. China, as the mass production what they are, has rendered relationships, has offered opportunities, has extended opportunities, not to only us, but the entire Caribbean. And we don't know what there's, we have an idea. what their underlining objectives are. We have an idea. We're not fools. We're not fools. We understand that we need infrastructure, we need development, we need access, we need opportunities, we need these particular things to be built. We don't have the finances, we don't have the capital, we don't have what we need to be able to get. So we have to make a determination. Do we go to America, who would charge us an arm and a leg and perpetually charge us on these particular instances? Or do we forge a relationship with China, who is, as a result of the Belt and Road Project, will give us these particular funds that we're looking at a 2% interest rate right across the board? It's just business. Now, America subtly is seeking to threaten the world back in line to get to make America great again. That ain't had nothing to do with America. It has everything else to do with us globally genuflecting once again to America. When they've lost their power, they've lost their vigor, they've gone deep into this concept and idea of democracy and this libertarian concept and being able to have this free reign, as though the spirit of the gypsies and the spirit of those free philanthropists in the 60s have not returned. The hippies. Yeah. America has been focusing, especially under the Democrats, significantly on this sort of an idea of being able to perpetuate carnality. And so Trump, in comes Trump, and he wants to get back in line. And getting back in line requires us to be able to do a couple things. You want to make a border, you want to buy up Gaza, and he seeks to gentrify the world to genuflect to America again. And so Marco Rubio is one of the persons who's going out there and saying, watch yourself, watch yourself, watch yourself. Even entities in America who rendered service externally, questionable service nonetheless, service externally, such as USAID, is being gutted significantly simply because they can no longer render assistance. We have to come back and beg again. This is a peculiar thing. Now, I don't want you to believe that China is innocent in this. I don't want you to believe, as we look at China, that China is innocent here. They have an objective. They have a 100-year marathon plan of being able to strategically put themselves in spaces, in places, globally, regionally, that in the event something was to ever happen, that they have alliances, that they have relationships, that they have access, and they could find themselves at the top of the food chain, at the top of the food chain. So we will just be another casualty, like everyone else. But our countries need to recognize that. The leadership in our countries need to recognize and understand the strategic approach of being able to understand that reciprocity means something. Not just the acquisition of a gift. Not just this concept and idea of being able to get, y'all building the sports stadium? Wow. Not just opening our doors to these particular entities, these proverbial spirits into our spaces. We have to be cautious and forge the relationship, just as China's done, with Latin America and the Caribbean Union, with the CARICOM, and find ourselves in a better place and position and tapping into a true sense of autonomy. We are like ants. We cannot do this with a small demographic of 400,000 people. We need to find our people. The 44, 46 million people in the Caribbean, and another 100 and some million people that exist in South America. We're not using our brains. We're not using our brains. We're allowing America to scare any potential relationships that we have for the growth and development of our countries. And no one will speak with clarity to that. everyone with their hands up. I said, well, you know, that's the two big dogs. You know, they're uber rich. They got all this money. They got this, they got that. But none of us would take on a strong position with conviction and say, we understand. We have negotiating power. They want to be here. We have negotiating power. We have to negotiate for the next generation. We have to negotiate for wisdom, with wisdom. And we're not doing that. It is an exhausting thing to turn open and tear open the papers and see China and America talking about who is the best lover for the Bahamas. And we're left with $20 on the nightstand. There's no long-term commitment. There's no relationship here. And we are afraid that if we go with the one, the other will leave us be. We have to be able to speak with clarity. We have to be able to speak with strength. And we have to be able to present ourselves strong as we move forward for the next generation, for the next dispensation of Bahamians. Let's be decent. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
I paint him a Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
What's up?
Alive Fiber NBA fans, mark your calendars. Saturday, May 24th at Flamingo Gardens Park. Join us for an adrenaline-pumping three-point shootout and dunk contest. Enjoy your favorite food vendors, drinks, awesome prizes, and fun for everyone. Plus, we'll be announcing the winners of our NBA Sweepstakes Live.
Woo! It's showtime!
Don't miss out. See you there. Visit Alive social media pages for more information.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, your company. The foundation lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I just got to be able to shoot straight with you and have these kind of conversations about where we are. Oh, by the way, I wrote an article yesterday to talk about the conversation that we were having about bastards, right? I wrote an article, so look out for that, right? But I want to talk with you guys and find out where you are as it relates to these particular things. I think a lot of us fear this sort of an idea of what could be the possible downfall of the relationship or the semblance of the relationship or the idea of the relationship that we have between these two entities. Like I said, I liken this to us as a convenient lover, right? We are a convenient lover, right? That provides alleviation, that provides access, that provides opportunity for those who come into us, into our spaces, you know, that flicker of joy that they seek. That's China has been doing that significantly. Now Africa is seeking to be able to infiltrate in those areas. And we went off looking for Africa in the African Exim Bank. Right? In 2019, there are some things that have happened, and I've just been listening to some stuff, and I want you guys to be able to hear this. This is from The Daily Show. I think it was Jon Stewart. And I listened to this, and it made me to understand where this sort of an idea for the tariffs came from. Listen to this.
So in 2019, Huawei, China's national champion, outsells the iPhone globally. Apple is panicking about this, and I've got all these internal emails that have never been reported on where, I mean, Tim Cook and others basically understand for weeks ahead of an earnings call that Huawei is the reason why their phone isn't selling well, and they deliberately obfuscate this from investors.
That's one of my favorite parts of the book.
I mean, the chapter is called Five Alarm Fire, because a VP at Apple, that's what he describes the situation, like, how do we get sales to be better? And Tim Cook tells deputies, quote, this is a disaster. We need all hands on deck now. And then when he speaks to investors a week or two later, all is fine. Yeah. Internally, China's sales forecast is actually shrinking. It's not growing slowly. It's shrinking. And they don't tell investors any of this. So that's a crazy thing. Now, Trump comes into office basically saying he's going to get his users, consumers, his citizens, what am I trying to say? His fans. To boycott Apple.
Yes.
He's really harsh on Apple.
That's right.
Wants everything to be built in America.
That's right. Wants them to come back. He's laying the wood on them.
Instead, he totally saves them.
Yes.
Because when Huawei's at its peak, he goes after Huawei, deprives them of using Google, which, of course, makes Android.
Declares them a security threat.
And deprives them of using, you know, wonky things like Qualcomm 5G chips. Huawei's business nearly collapses. They lose $30 billion of revenue in a year, and their market share really tanks.
Do you understand what's happening here? This happened in the first dispensation of Trump and his presidency. The idea of Make America Great Again was not just a campaign slogan. This has been his objective. And his objective has been, and what I understand it to be now, is being able to ensure that the ecosystem for the corporations in America has the functionality for growth and development. This, and the American citizens will become a beneficiary as a result of what we're going to do to ensure that the corporations can be able to be revived. Do you hear? This happened from 2019. When Apple was on the verge of collapse as a result of the introduction of Huawei, which is a Chinese brand telephone. Now, keep in mind, America has mass consumption for 348 million people, tops. 348 million people in the United States of America. Okay? China's population, billion. I mean, they got big numbers. And China's position as a result of them being communists and producing from a capitalistic standpoint, they can release something and persons will be able to move towards that. So just by sheer numbers alone, they could move more units in China than America can move. But America depends significantly on its marketing to say that this is a superior product out of the United States of America. You should buy into this. Tim Cook goes crazy when he sees a significant decline in Apple. And as a result of that, now he reaches out to Trump. He reaches out to these particular persons. And one way or another, there is a subvention. There is an alleviation and an opportunity that exists for the corporation talking about. Now it makes sense to me Make America Great Again is Make America Corporations Great Again. Make American Businesses Great Again. Make Americans Influence Great Again. This ain't got nothing to do with being able to fortify the infrastructure to be able to save those persons that are set up in California, that are set up in Texas and other spaces that are in tent cities, 9 million people. This ain't have nothing to do with being able to ensure that the Palisades get all their insurance and whatnot. This is about the perpetuation and sturdying up of those corporations in America. Because if persons now shift their focus into what you could consume from China, then China would find themselves in a significant position. Let's Make America Great Again can be, I think it is turning out to be a significant problem for the world. For the world. Because with Donald Trump in his particular position as president of the United States of America, with an archaic mindset, with an olden mindset, his greatness existed. Come on now, let's get deep with this. The greatness that he envisioned existed during a time of apartheid, during a time of segregation. That's where the golden years existed in his mind for America. And he seeks to get back to that. So the introduction of being able to buy the Gaza Strip, we see this, he sees this as a real estate opportunity, and we see this as gentrification. Make America Great Again is bananas. Because it seeks to be able to diminish every place else and leave it into the shadow of America again. We can't do this no more. Lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Howard? C. Allen Johnson.
What's up, C. Allen?
This radio here.
What'd you say?
Yes. Hey, Howard, just allow me to have a conversation with you before you go back to your monologue. Just, I think that, let me just come from the back and go to the front, that the concept of Apple and Huawei being the an impetus for this position that the U.S. has taken is somewhat short-sighted, respectfully.
Okay.
But let me speak to our leadership. I wish China would get us about 100 pairs of the best knee pads that they have for our leadership, so I don't hear the sound of their knees when they hit the floor and they open their mouths wide to beg for something. The problem is that we have no defined global policy, diplomatic policy or whatever the hell is called. What we have is a reactionary type environment.
Continuously.
We don't see a national build policy for relationships, like you say, to team up with the Caribbean. The question is, let's look at every single Caribbean country individually, and then as we build them collectively, which of their interests would align with us even 70%? Or even 60%. The problem is that the comparatively between China and America, there's no comparison. That's two different columns that you have to go in. China is a country that subsidizes and supports its type of environment. What the failure of America may have been is the fact that America sought to keep its IP protection, and American corporations is the one who outsourced what they needed to have done. Now, what China did, and so did India and Japan and others, they built a workforce of technocrats. And so, like, for instance, China graduated almost, I think, 1 million engineers last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what they have is they've created a subsidized labor force that is unmatched, while America owns the intellectual property of it. America spends most of its time ignoring its infrastructure, failing to build its workforce and work skills, and literally in a perpetual state of war. And so so then they had a weakened position in the Monroe Doctrine and in maintaining what they initially what they have. And so when you hear Trump talk about America expending tremendous amount of resources, supposedly policing or protecting the world, depending on what you talk about, at the same time, the America competitive advantage has somewhat shrunk. But that brings us opportunities for our geolocation and our relationship with America. You see when presidents get elected, they call the two other border leaders, but we have never gotten a call in decades, if we ever have, being the third border, because we have never presented ourselves as an entity that actually demands respect.
Yeah, because for, like I said to you, nobody's concerned about three ads, but only when you can be able to combine your efforts, which is the entire region, then you could be able to look at that as an entity and be able to say, hey, listen,
let me
reach out to
you. I'm saying the Bahamas has what is necessary to sit at the table or invite America and China to our table. And the biggest thing that we may be missing is leadership that understand what began on January 1st of 2001. And you mentioned this over a few days concerning even the Grand Bahama economy. Coincidentally, you can go back to 2001, and some point people may use the jump off of 9/11. I use January 1st because that's the beginning of the 21st century, January 1st of 2001. And so the question is, where have we grown since then as the 21st century advanced? Remember, there was no smartphone then. There was no social media then.
Yeah.
None of the things that we speak of today has existed. Where are we today? We're still struggling with pre-2001 technology as well as move on.
Yeah.
But let me talk about our relationship of national development. America is an open capitalistic economy that gives us opportunity to engage them for mutual benefit in the case of business. And when we talk about like infrastructure, you talk about solar energy and everything. If you saw
a longer conversation to have, because how's it been mutually beneficial to us over the years?
Because you can't, but I'm saying to you, you can't come to business with me at the same time on your knees begging.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Mutual beneficial. There's the illusion of mutual beneficial, this kind of beneficial position.
Because we have not had leadership that understands our position and the value proposition that we have to offer them. And we almost have like a symbiotic relationship because we can't move our border and they can't move theirs. At the end of the day, surrender, say Florida to us, we still will be on their border. So what happens then is there's opportunity for us to see our place in the 21st century and create ecosystems for us, a small demographics of 225,000 workers, to embrace things that is necessary that we need and they need also. It's a give and take relationship. But let's go back to the solar thing. A report just came out concerning the inverter for solar system that came from China. And I know China says they don't coerce, right? But I would absolutely say China incentivizes behavior, especially that of the bigger status. And our region has become that hand in plate or gloves or whatever, always begging of what something. You notice what the conversation is? But they could give us better. America could give us better gifts. Well, how about just saying we could just be in a better position to earn that which we need, okay? And build an economy so we can buy what we need. As to basically.
But if we do that, and I appreciate your telephone call. I gotta go to a break and I gotta go to a thing. If we do that, C. Allen. If we do that, then it'll show ourselves strong. And no entity wishes to strengthen them. No one will seek to be a kingmaker. Not China, not America. They want to keep us right exactly where we are. And our leaders, over the course of time, has assisted them in ensuring that we are always on our knees, on our backs, and can't help ourselves. This segregation that existed has been demolished in the United States of America on a widespread, but has been stayed in place between the borders of our nations within the Caribbean. We're segregated. And so much so that one of the greatest producers with capability of being able to do something, they put sanctions on them, an embargo on China, and tell any of us, if you do business with them, you're dead to us. This is what we're dealing with in this country. This is what we're dealing with in this region. And all of us are just going to sit there and just watch it? This is crazy. Let's take a quick commercial break. Get the news. We're going to be right back after this.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
I been about Pinda and I meet him in a showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in. 8x48, 12x24, 24x24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between. You can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to join me. I'd love you to do so. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me at 422-4796. We're just really being able to take, if you're just tuning in today, we're just being able to take from the headlines today, really being able to talk about no coercion from China, right? This is what the ambassador says, the relationship with Bahamas. Ambassador says the relationship with the Bahamas harms no one, right? Harms no one is kind of a wide thing, is a blanket statement. And I think that future generations of Bahamians, as a result of us moving into agreements, moving into these particular positions blindly, and, you know, like C. Allen would indicate, on our knees in desperation and seeking to be able to negotiate for something, has could be a significant detrimental effect on our future generations and the stability of our sovereignty and who we are as a people. If we keep pinching a piece of ourselves off to be able to render to America, to pinch a piece of our flesh off and being able to give to China or America or the UK or Africa in these particular instances, then it won't be us very soon. It won't be us. The essence of who we are, the culture of who we are, the character, the sprightliness, the brightness, that kind of determination to be able to move optimistically towards the future, a lot of that will be diminished, and we continue to be able to see our survival through the lens of either America or China or some other entity. And all these conversations that I have with you are being able to lead right back to the position of being able to identify our strength and looking for our comrades, looking for our people. And that doesn't have nothing to do with ethnicity. It has everything to do with whether that's geographical location from a regional standpoint or looking at their economic position to be able to identify how can we pair up to find ourselves strong as we present ourselves for negotiations out of the United States of America, out of China. Let's just be able to have a very clear conversation. And it's going to be hard to be able to do that from CARICOM because CARICOM has already been tainted. Can I say that? Is it okay to talk like this? There's been significant infiltration, and those particular persons who were sent to this office, not even excluding ours, including ours, those persons who extend to this office do so with a very clear understanding of the objective and responsibility that they have, not only to the Caribbean, but to their global position. Let's have a clear conversation. The lines are open, guys. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
What's up, Anton?
Well, look, I was right here waiting. I made some quick notes. What I want to read through quickly, mm-hmm. and I want to engage you on one or two points, please.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But this very important conversation. And thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon to the nation as well. Good afternoon to yourself. I'm almost certain I said that already.
Yeah.
Howard. But let me start with this point. Back on the 8th of May,
mm-hmm.
25, you could have me, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
I made a note sometime in the evening while I was in China, while watching some news, right? Howard and the nation, China independently counteracted the Western world's dominance, being further perpetrated on the global South and even on the global North, mm-hmm. right? Which the Western world is a part of. Russia is doing the very same currently, as we speak. I smile, and I will end with this part on that note I made while I was in China. The global North, i.e. Western world, through its seeking to rule the world by 1,000 cuts, will not succeed. It will not succeed. China is too far out the gate, and it will have the exact opposite end result. It will have the exact opposite end result, a result which will realize a new world superpower if you are following what's happening as it is happening. This remains to be seen. The only consideration in the new world superpower, Howard, will be if that superpower will be by the making of the economic powerhouse globally, which we all know is China, or if that new superpower will be by the making of the military powerhouse outside of the United States of America. And I think we all know who that is globally. You know who that is, right, Howard?
Who's that? China?
No, it's not China. Outside of the U.S., the world's most powerful military might.
I don't know. I can't put
Russia.
My finger. Russia.
Hold on.
I don't know whether or not Russia is as strong as they intended. They got 100 million people, and Ukraine keep hitting them down.
Listen, Howard.
Go ahead.
Howard, the only thing Russia doing is potting them on the back. But Russia can destroy every other nation on this planet outside of the United States of America, who has more nuclear power than they do.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Okay, now let me get to the notes that I made today in listening to you in this important conversation, Howard. Everybody has a plan. This is something you love to say. So I smiled as it came to my mind. Everybody has a plan during the election cycle. Every party, every Tom, Dick, and Harry party has a plan, except for who, Howard?
Us, the Bahamian people.
Except for the Bahamian people. Isn't that just saying, Howard?
Yeah. Everybody got a plan.
And I go on to say, everybody has a plan for the Bahamas, except, as it appears, the government of the Bahamas. How have we grown and maximized tourism, the golden egg, Howard?
We haven't.
How have we grown?
We haven't, if we're going to be honest
with
you.
In the last 30 years.
We haven't.
Maximized
this is the
golden
same,
egg
this is
of
the
tourism.
Same template that's been used from Stafford Sands time. We haven't done anything to fortify this, to strengthen this.
Listen, here, Howard.
We haven't done.
Hey, Howard, that's an entire conversation that could take up an entire talk show in and of itself. China has, over the last 20 years, Howard, we ain't talking no lifetime, over the last two decades, China has set a standard so high and so far beyond any other nation in the world that nobody can recall them. Nobody can catch up to them, and nobody can recall them, not even the great superpower, the United States of America. That's how far gone, far ahead. You know, it's like running against Usain Bolt when he set that 9.54 or 5.3 or 5.7 or 5.8 record, which will probably stand for only God one knows how long, unless another superhuman being comes along. That's how China is in a race as it relates to manufacturing of goods. That's how far ahead they are. I listened to you on Sea Island Dialogue, Howard. I also listened to your dialogue before Sea Island got in, right? And let me add this to that conversation, Howard. President of the United States current, his plan didn't incorporate further empowering the mega conglomerates of the United States. His plan, as we discussed on your show, Howard, while I was traveling to other nations and I was directed to call in to contribute while you had Professor Pindall on the show, his plan actually hurt them, Howard. His plan actually caused them billions of dollars already in lost business, Howard.
Yeah.
His plan, he had to roll back
because of the pressure. When Walmart them showed up at his doorstep, he pivoted. And when we saw the sanctions being pulled back.
Listen, Howard, just as I predicted on the shows where you had Professor Pindall of UB, an economics professor at UB, just as I predicted, those people beat down his door and caused for a rollback, caused for a pause in the tariff war because it wasn't serving anyone's good, especially the capitalists of America. And it certainly would have hurt far more the everyday and average citizen, the blue-collar citizen, the poor citizens of the United States of America. And it would have made life impossible for them to survive. And who would have had to pick up that bill in the end where they can't afford cost
America
of any longer themselves?
The government
who would
of America,
pick up that bill?
The government of America, and then he had to been able to distribute PPPs again.
Therefore, either way, and I said this during the conversation with Pindall, therefore, either way, the plan was not going to work, Howard. Listen, Howard. Listen. China is so strategic in their planning, Howard, and it ain't like we don't have minds right here in the Bahamas, right here on your talk show, right now in this conversation, who think like them, who can plan and strategize ahead just like them, who can go from 1 to 10 in creating a plan that could help to get us forward in the next generation just like them. We help them. We help them, Howard. We don't lack them. What is wrong is the people in place on utilizing them.
I just was
them.
About to say this to you, that they don't have the support. They don't have.
Say it again, Howard.
I'm saying, I just was about to say to you that that those people, those creatives, those innovative persons, those thinkers, they don't have the support, the backing of a government to say that I support you with being able to take these particular steps. We'll be able to execute this and this. They don't have
you
that.
You need, Howard, you need thinkers. You need critical thinkers. You don't need people with no bunch of letters behind their name, because that don't mean crap. All it is, you sit in the classroom for so many hours. But have you translated those hours into any success or any reality?
No.
Can you demonstrate?
The brain still wasn't activated.
Can you demonstrate, Howard?
No.
Listen, man. Let me get back to the thing. Well, you tell me you got to get me, Howard. Mm-hmm. On the Sea Island pod, right, Howard? And I respect Sea Island as also an intellectual, right? But let me add this. The United States lose anything, because where they naturally would have lost, simply because of commerce and the rules of economics, which dictate demand, which also dictate cost, which also dictate inflation, they would have lost out in any event, because the economy is not built to compete with the Indias and the Chinas of the world.
They can't.
Of the Koreas of the world.
Their mass production is marketing.
Listen, they have gained far more than they ever could have gained in manufacturing through that service industry. We also discussed this when you had Brother Pinder on, who acknowledged that myself along with him, acknowledged that we haven't even begun to have the conversation on how far ahead the United States is as it relates to the service industry and how beneficial it has been for them. Also, Howard, because they are leading the world in technology and digitalization, as Sea Island loves to say and speak about, they have outsourced that area of business to India. They have outsourced. So even in those areas where it comes to information technology, et cetera, they have outsourced, Howard. Mm-hmm. The next area where they maximize and where they are super further ahead of the world, it's in the shared economy, Howard. Mm-hmm. The shared economy.
Now, bring it home now. My line's lit right up. I said, bring it home. The line's lit right up. I want people to
me. The platforms that they have created that give access to you right here in the Bahamas to everything happening in the United States or everything happening in China, they are far ahead of everybody in those regards and with the use of technology. And so, Howard, it's so much more I would like to say, but Howard, let me end with this. You know, Howard, to a thinking person like myself, let me tell you the first thing that jumps off when I saw what was happening with the president's executive orders and with his minister of state, who's responsible for the foreign policy and the execution of his orders, etc. The very same thing that they're seeking to do to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And dictating to us and dumbing us down or whatever the case may be, however you want to call it, is the very exact same thing that government for the last 30 years in this country have been doing to behemoth people.
Yeah.
The exact same thing, just on different fronts, Howard.
Yeah, that's what they learned from.
We have got to stop the madness. Anyway,
I appreciate
you. Hopefully, Howard, we'll continue this level of conversation. I'll be able to contribute another day even further.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. 323-622-3232-54316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Yeah, I was listening to the show. It's a great show. You know, Anton is making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Of course, in Sea Island, between them, you should be able to paint the picture of what's going on in the geopolitical arena, right?
Right.
So this is an era of awakening, true revelations, right?
Right.
And so I don't know why we are so intrigued with this when Revelation says nations against nations.
Mm.
The father cannot come out and explain the complexities of how this will be done. You know, you could just sit back and watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It will happen, but as it relates to the conversation that Seattle was having and Anton was having, right? What you realize is that the lesson from China is the nation's greatest resources is its people.
Ooh.
You see? And so the imbeciles that run the third world, right? I wouldn't say all, but I have to say that because the lack of clairvoyance is visible now or overt. And Anton highlighted that by saying that you're qualified, but it doesn't match what we're seeing on the ground. We have seen gross neglect. And so we look at the social tension that is rising in the country as it relates to mass migration, unabated migration. But we have people on the radio talking about crime when you have unabated migration. You have to juxtapose all of these things. Your narratives don't match what you really desire because you have people coming in, you don't know if they're gang members or whatever they are. Trump has deported some people. And so what I'm saying is that there's a demographic. Now, I don't know if you realize the amount of cars being stolen now. Somebody just carried two cars from the front of the car someplace on the, right around the area.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying is the cars are being, but they hide these things from you. That there's a car theft ring going on now.
Really?
We have problems here abroad. I mean, at home and abroad, but there is the issue of geopolitical subservience will be checked. So when you look at Marcus Garvey's speech, it's a great speech. Uncle read it. I read it on the radio a few times about Africa rising in the wind, and when this day come, all Africans will stand together. This is what they are fighting about because, like I've been saying from Carlton Smith on the radio, and before warned them, that the battle for the earth's resources. And so all Sea Island made me do was remember that is the new oil. And so the fact that is the new oil, that's why Sea Island was talking about all the datification and the 5Gs and all these different things and Apple. And this all boils down to Silicon Valley and the technocrats. So when Sea Island talked to me, I'm able to understand it. I always could appreciate him. See, I don't get on the airwaves and complain about callers like Anton and Sea Island or anybody because if I'm a first-time caller and I just call a talk show to complain about somebody, it shows how limited I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am educated like me. I think like me. Howard is educated like him. He thinks like him. Anton is educated like him. We think and we listen to one another. Only one thing, I don't even know if Anton said this, but I think he was saying United States had more warriors than Russia. It's actually the opposite. It's a couple hundred more that Russia has. And Russia is known to have more nuclear warriors than America because I was following the biological weapons program for over 30 years now. And so I know before Dietrich and bio-weaponization and how the American government changed it from offense to defense to get more funding and to make it sound more euphemistic to the public. So when I speak, right, I prefer if people correct me when I make mistakes rather than call to talk about me. I never claim to cure any disease. I just claim to have common sense and speak the truth, Howard, as it relates to deceiving the masses. The Yemen people are being gaslighted out of their sovereignty. Like constitutional rights, Howard. You listening, my brother?
Listen
to me. I want everybody to listen. You know, sovereignty does not exist unless you stand up for it. So as the Bible tells me, nations to be against nations, then we must brace for this, however it may be. We cannot conceive everything. We are not conscious about everything. This is why it's good to listen to one another and be analytical and deduce common sense and move forward.
I like it.
Especially when you're on the airways.
You see
what I'm saying, Howard? These conversations are futile and meaningless if we can't listen to someone for the words that they speak, not the character. And so I don't like the radio of personal attacks when it doesn't produce anything. You see what I'm saying? I don't call to hear myself. But China, the Philadelphia Trumpet, I was juxtaposing the Bible to Herbert W. Armstrong. I'm an old man, and I used to listen to him, and then his son now runs the Philadelphia Trumpet. And what that did, and what that does is that juxtaposed Bible narratives with common-day geopolitics. And so China has been in Africa and moving west, creating this new Silk Road or whatever they call it, right? You know, from the 90s, from the early
90s. Yeah, we call it the Silk Road. I think they call it the Belt and Road Project.
Yeah, but Howard, they've been making friends with Africa and constructing pipelines.
Long time.
And resources.
Long time.
So all I want people to know is China wears a plastic smile. Also, So you said something the other day when you suspected that they are funding citizens to come in other countries and invest and do that. You see the liquor stores all about in the inner city. So they see our weakness. We like to drink rum and sit down and talk and wait. To get a youth pacified by this model, just sitting down at the liquor store. So if you are exposed, see, most people are not intelligent, you know. See, people talk about that. If you are exposed to something, even if you're a primary school student, if they walk past a bar, candy or ice cream every day, you're more tempted to eat that. It's the same thing with liquor. There's no difference. These experiments were done in mice, etc. I'm even tired of talking and casting pearls among swines, but people don't appreciate it and don't have nothing to contribute. I contribute because I love my country and I love my people and I like to talk common sense.
Thank you, man.
And I don't think it's common. Give thanks.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call, 52. Everyone is winded today in being able to talk about these issues. I think we have a strategic position for us to be able to talk with clarity. Y'all don't want me to talk like this. I understand that. I think a lot of persons would like to be able to go back to the nice, cushy conversations of, hey, I want to be able to say happy birthday to Miss Jane Doe and how things. I remember when we used to live like this. Yeah. You want to be able to revel. You want to revel in the past. You want to be able to talk about the history. I was listening to this interview. I just kind of swing across it last night because that's what I do on my TikTok thing, right? So I swing across this interview with Charleston White, and Charleston White was being interviewed on somebody's podcast, and they was asking him, "Well, Charleston, what about the history? What about the importance of being able to teach the history?" He said, "To hell with the history." He said, "Why do we need to learn the history? We don't communicate with each other. We don't operate in those same things. We don't have no connection to our past. You want me to learn the history? I don't even know my great-grandmother." This is heavy what he's saying as a black man. He said, "You want me to connect to the history? I don't know how to deal with money. You want me to connect and learn history? I don't know how to be able to operate in my now. And you want me to consume myself with an idea of men and women who had clarity, who had access, who had commitment, who had a contribution to their education, their experience, their exposure. Hey, we don't know how to survive in the space that we're in right now. We need to start to have models that teach futuristically. Not historically, futuristically. Assess the past, assess our current position, and make a forecast and teach this concept of what our expectations could be futuristically. You consume with the ideas of the good old days. These politicians find themselves in positions of leadership and they seek to drag in the good old days. They seek relationships that they would have had 35 years ago to come and bring those things in. As simple as the first generation ATMs, we've seen them revive in this dispensation over the last 3 years. I care not to call people name. I just want to be decent. But I understand what I'm seeing. This presentation was not as a result of, or this product was not as a result of a presentation. This product is as a result, and it is here again, as a result of a relationship that has been revived. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing in this country with old men at the helm who only could do old things from yesteryear. And we have to now contort our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our actions to be able to accommodate those things. And we only feel alleviated when we leave the rock. Oh my God. Look at the access I have in the United States of America. Oh my God. I just went to Heathrow Airport and they have this, and this. Oh, I had such a good time in London. Oh, I had such a wonderful time. I did not even know Africa was such a modern progressive community of nations. I didn't know that. The advancement that's happening from a global standpoint. And when we have to now be able to amalgamate our minds again when we come back home. Because we know we can have long lines at road traffic. We know we can have to wait for the longest time to be able to get a police report. We know we can have to do these things. but we're going to have to, as citizens, endure that. And that should not be. Let's talk about these things. Quick break, going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Only one item?
Are you tired of limited choices?
I'll have the one item on the menu, thank you.
Wow! Why settle for less when you deserve more? When it comes to the ways you pay, the more, the better. With a variety of payment options available, you can enjoy the freedom to choose what works best for you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose from the full menu of payment options. The future of pay is digital.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a telephone call today here on the Foundation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. You know, conversations like this really caused me to think about, I think a lot of us intellectually find ourselves, we feel superior, right? And I think it's a facade, it's not real. I don't think we're smarter than the other guy. I think all of us, us who are thinking conscious Bahamians that are living in this society, we see these things and we do our best. So it doesn't really kind of piss us off, right? We do our best to, shovel it under the carpet of our minds, right? And so we see the proliferation liquor stores on Robinson Road. All right? So we see a hell of a lot of liquor stores on Robinson Road, right? And maybe someone didn't have an opportunity to be able to get a liquor license, and they're giving what's perceived to be Chinese natives these particular opportunities. Then, boom, it pop up in the paper. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but it pop up in the paper, right? It didn't necessarily have to pop up in the paper for us to understand that those of us who travail that space on a day-to-day basis recognize that this is happening. Those of us who travail these particular spaces and let's just say we go on the Grove, right? And we see these two-story buildings being purchased. Bottom is nothing but a liquor store. And all these nice fence around these particular, everybody know what this is. This place looked too good. This is nice. And we know these things. And so the question pops up in your mind, where these people get the capital from and why they want to perpetuate this kind of an idea of being able to feed Bahamians rum, 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 rum all day. all this technology that happened out of China, why the only thing that you could think about being able to deliver to the Bahamian people is rum, Jesus? This is me. This is pop up in my head. What kind of things happening in China? You're making a new car every 2 seconds. I just read up on the thing. It takes 77 seconds for a car to be put together in China right now. 77 seconds, 1 minute and 17 seconds for them to be able to put together an actual car with technology that they've put in China. China is moving rapidly. And the only thing that is perpetuated in our society outside of the gifts that they render from a diplomatic standpoint is liquor stores. And they do that not for this sort of an idea that we want to strategically demolish them. That's why they do that. I believe that numerically and statistically, this is, you could be able to get a return on your investment, almost instant gratification when you open up one of these particular places. I'm not talking about out in Bay Street, out in East Nassau or near Lyford Quay or these affluent areas. I'm talking about in the middle of the perceived ghetto. Y'all don't ever want to talk to me like this. Y'all need to stop playing. They have already done their strategic numbers and identified that the people are mass consumers of alcohol in the middle of the ghetto. And so what will give us the return on investment? A liquor store and quick food. And so you see a proliferation and a perpetuation of the exact same thing duplicated, this same template duplicated year after year after year after year in different spaces where persons are settling, where persons are being able to find themselves. You find these places pop up. And you believe that this is capital out of their pockets? No, no. There is a strategic commitment among themselves that they can be able to access capital. Something that we can't do. Something that we cannot do. We don't have no place to access capital in this country. Yeah, but Howard, what about the small and medium SMD, what do you call it again? SBDC. What about SBDC? Okay. You want me to sit here and jive with you that that is the instant gratification? These people don't even believe in us. And that's from a governmental standpoint. That's not the technocrats, the persons who administer those things in this space. Government to go through significant ropes because they have to find out whether or not we have stickability, whether or not we have endurance, whether or not we have patience, whether or not they testing us for every Jesus thing in life. The Chinese just show up here, they identify a building, they go back to their entities, and boom, the building sold. When are we ever going to be able to get on top, man? When are we ever going to be able to survive and thrive in our own space? Why do we always have to be second-class citizens in our own country? Why? Why am I transwinging and get a significant opportunity, a paper of land ownership to shop around the entire world, to come back with potentially billions and billions and billions of dollars and being able to put a project here that is an archaic project from a global standpoint, and we celebrate this? Why? Because our leaders are old men who have absolutely no idea of what's happening from a global standpoint outside of what's being whispered in their ears. They go back, just like Donald Trump, to a days of glory when they were younger. And they seek to reestablish that without consideration of the future. And they leave us out. They keep leaving us out. They keep leaving the young people out who need to be in a strategic space. All of us, for God's sake, can't be dumb. And we cannot automatically being able to have this infusion of knowledge simply because we now subscribe to your political organization. You was dumb when you wasn't a PLP. You didn't acquire information as a result of stepping over the threshold of that organization. You still dumb. You just a dumb PLP. FNM, you still dumb. You had nothing to say when you was nobody. Now you was nobody with a political banner in the front of you. You still ain't got nothing to say. But we swallow that. And those sycophants in your organization defend your nothingness, and the country still ain't moving nowhere. They wouldn't give us a chance unless we pledge allegiance to the PLP, for which it stands. One party united in love and service. Allegiance to the FNM, for which it stands. Yeah. We don't get nothing without pledging allegiance. This fella called me the other day, talking to me about, and I don't care to talk about who he is. I won't be decent. Called me and say, Howard, I'm vying for this particular position. You think that this person could beat me in this constituency? I said, yes, I think so. I think you're going to have a difficult time in these areas. I said, because this, this, and this. You know how I talk. I say, man, Howard, because but I've committed and I've done this. And I say, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But this is my view. Yeah, but Howard, I need you to choose a side. That's what the fella told me. Howard, I need you to pick a side. I said, excuse me? I pick the side of Jesus Christ, sir. My wife and family. I don't have to pick nobody. I pick what is right for the Bahamian people. I hear from the fella saints. I sure you're listening. I ain't your friend, man. Not in a bad way. Like, I ain't dissing you. But I'm not out here shaking pom-poms for you. I don't get nothing from nobody. Nothing. And if I have to be able to bow in my convictions just to be able to put you on a particular platform, I would rather not have you. If I have to lose what I believe in my conviction and articulating in a strong position for what I think is wrong or what I desire to be, what I believe is right for the Bahamian people, I would rather not do this. You think I come here and lie? I don't have time. Yet my tongue will be black and purple. You'll think I's a chow chow here. How much I lie for these people. I don't have the time for it. I don't have the time. I'm not prepared to do that. Now, if you want to talk about national growth and development, if you want to be able to articulate these things as a member of parliament, if you want to be able to stand up in the position as a potential member of parliament in various constituencies, let's say you're in Anglesey, let's say you're in Baines and Grantstown, let's say you're in St. Barnabas. Yeah, you have to be able to start to articulate the fact that you've seen a proliferation of these particular entities being able to blossom in your area, and you want to be able to put a moratorium on that. Yeah, I'm going to advocate for a moratorium on liquor stores in our areas, because we recognize that the more liquor stores, it's a direct correlation for the amount of liquor stores that are going up and the domestic violence that we're seeing in the constituency. The amount of murders that we're seeing in the constituency, the amount of the lack of education, even the incline thereof. These people don't go to the park no more. They just hang out in the front of the liquor store. Man, y'all don't want to talk to me. Let me take the phone call. Caller, go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard.
What's up, Sparky? Hello?
My Bahamian people.
What you say, Sparky? Your phone, I don't know what kind of phone you have, but you just talk and then just click out and then come back in.
I don't know what happened with the telco. I don't know what happened in the live. If you call on a cellular, it works. If you call on a home phone, it don't work. It goes in and out. I don't know, Howard, with this new technology we have. They always got a new plan and thing that they got to keep up in their house to reset some program. I don't know what's going on. I know I pay my bill every month. I pay my bill out. Now, service in the Bahamas is another thing. Paying for things in the Bahamas is one thing. Getting the service we used to get.
Sparky going again. Call me back on a different phone. Call me back on your cell phone. All right, and let's see if we can do that. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. 323-325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. We could be able to take that telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Stocky was on to something just now. I would like Stocky say, service, I mean, paying for things in our country is one thing, but service is another.
Absolutely.
That's a conversation for a different day. In terms of, you know, what we experience in on topic of the proliferation of, like, the liquor stores and what I call clash of cultures, I've been calling it for a number of years. I think the time has come, Howard, and one of the things I encourage you is to, you seem to is on a trajectory where you motivate us into doing some of the things that we need to do as a people, and this is beyond politics. we have to look within us as a people and make some decisions that's beyond the politics. Because like you say, you just said it, whether the person is a smart F&M, a dumb F&M, a smart PLP, or a dumb people, they're going to do whatever they're doing. But if we as a people have a mandate within us that's respected by leaders, that's a story for a different day. And I think we've yet to evolve there. The leaders, us as a people, persons like yourself on the radio, we have to find a way to inspire and motivate us as a people to look within and develop that thing that says we got to get back to being one. For example, like we talk about with the Chinese, I've been saying it for years. How is it that Howard, realizing that this is the way for to make some money then, like what it seems like the Chinese do and what we say the Chinese doing to us also. How come Howard ain't open up a Chinese store and hire some Chinese to work for him?
What you mean? You think I should do that?
There are people here doing it, Howard.
Hold on, wait. You mean that there are Bahamian companies that own this particular establishment that employ only what is perceived to be foreign faces, and automatically you get customers coming in there when they're comfortable that, oh, okay, these are, you know, Bahamian Negroes, these Chinese.
Let's go back to, you're correct on that point, but let's go back to,
I mean,
our
is that what I hear you saying? Is that what
Howard, in our psyche as a people, we naturally believe that foreign is better.
My God.
And so with that innate behavior, if you were to go and open up a Chinese restaurant, unless it ain't set up exactly like our Chinese restaurant, look, we could be sure, yeah, that's Howard. He got a little girl picture, and we know Howard ain't no Chinese. But if you got that set up like a Chinese restaurant, and you got some Chinese inside there working, because I'm quite sure...
But where do we go to hire these Chinese locally? Is there like
Bahamas,
on the side?
Are you talking about geopolitics? We are in the Bahamas, sir. We are in the Bahamas, sir.
Wow. You think I can go to all that to sell rum?
Before we even look at it from that point of view, Howard, they are very reputable Chinese individuals within our country that may very well be in need of employment or even partnership.
Hold on.
Where you don't have nothing to do with the business, you just see their face. But when it all boils down to it,
that's a lot of work to go through to sell Barton and Aristocrat. That's a lot of work.
It's being done.
Wow,
I'm not saying that
crazy.
I'm in support of it, however.
That's crazy.
I'm saying it's being done. What if it ain't a liquor store, Howard? We think the cream in the Chinese is cheaper just because that's, in fact, it may be 7 or 10 cents cheaper, more coffee than Super Value. But we go there. But what if you open a Chinese food store? They're popping up all over the place in our communities. How come that ain't Howard?
No, because I don't know. And they haven't want me. They
but you
me
know, all of us who listen to you and all us who call you, that's what's missing within us, Howard. We have this behavior that we've lost where we don't check for one another and every man for themselves and God for us all. And so everybody just in their own little rat race out here struggling and ain't nobody thinking cooperatively.
Mandel, tell me when you're ready to come sit with me on the air on the radio, eh? I know you is a busy man. Talk
but
to
I
me.
Love you. I love the little country, guys. And since you said like that, Howard, and you now go away from Howard, this is what we've had to learn, whether we got issues or not. We got to respect one another, wake up every day, and make sure that salt gets drawn, Machu.
I like
we got to make sure our gifts get to the world, brother.
Come sit down and talk with me. Call me after the show. Let's see if you can be able to set up a time for you to sit with me.
Respect me, brother.
Okay,
love
my
you,
brother.
Man.
Okay, man. I appreciate you. All right, let me see if I can take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next call,
hello.
Go ahead. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
All right. You know, anytime you see somebody helping you, right, in quotes, right, you got to decide if they are enabling you in something negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at the the wide range of Chinese liquor stores in this country, it reminds me of those Democratic constituencies in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing. Own own liquor stores, you know.
Mm-mm.
Foreigners own those things. And, you know, we as a people, we need to get our act together because it's only going to take a generation or two for us to be displaced in our minds.
To lose it all.
But, you know, in the scripture, right, it takes 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, here, I think it's like 60, 70 years. But the people who we are going up against are consistent.
And
they
patient.
Are consistent.
And patient.
And they are suffering, and they are not suffering from no five-year disease.
No.
Okay? 10, 30, 30, 50 years. No matter how long, you know, yeah. I know we need to have the same mindset, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call, being able to talk like this. And, listen, man, you know, every time I'm on this radio, I realize that, and I'm going to be honest with you, when I say I'm going to be honest, people say that, but what they mean is that I'm prepared to be vulnerable with you. Not that I'm out here lying to you. I'm prepared to be able to use this time to be a little bit vulnerable with you, to make you hear what's going on beyond the surface, right? And get a little deeper with you. Every time I open up my mouth, or any person in these particular capacities who understand the strength of their voice and what's it's been able to infiltrate in society over whatever their tenure was when they're behind a microphone, you have to give consideration to the potential relationships that exist because of the position that you sit in. Let's be very clear. Give me time to stretch the thing out, okay? Let's go. Because I sit in this position, automatically I will be viewed in a particular capacity that requires you to use your voice and the frequency in your voice, the rhythm in your voice, to be able to move in a particular direction, okay? Because you strengthen your voice and people recognize you in a particular caliber and capacity, they would seek to use you. People will come and pitch you to be used in whether or not their political campaign, whether or not within their church, whether or not within their organizations, to bring traffic their way. Yeah, people know you, man. You make a good politician. All you have to do is this. We've seen this before. We're not unfamiliar to this. We're not unfamiliar to this in this country. Whether that has been Picewell, whether that has been Obi, whether that has been Fred, whether that has been, who else? Jeffrey Lloyd, whether that has been, who else? Otlin Boddy, right? He didn't have any political aspirations, but he had significant influence that he's been able to kind of levy. Whether that has been most recently, who's passed away, Rodney Moncur, who found himself in a strategic position within the national security, being able to assist in those areas. Whether that has been Darrell Miller, who found himself back and forth in an entity who normally will discard you after they're done with you, but because of his influence and his voice, they kept calling him back, which is Zedness. The power of this microphone and the reach of this microphone places you in a position where you know, whether or not they're saying to you or not, that people are looking at you and considering you for strategic positions. And so when I start to talk like this, I know that this is one demerit against the potential of what could happen in the future for Howard Grant. I know that. And I'm willing to still have a transparent conversation with you for growth and development and say, we have to look at this through a nationalistic lens as opposed to being able to side with the FNM or side with the PLP for the purposes of preservation of my livelihood. So these are not easy conversations to have. They're not. But I think that they're necessary conversations to have. Because if we don't pull this out, if they remain taboo, then our society will always find itself back in this position. Okay, I'm not going to take any more telephone calls. Let me see if I can read a couple of these. Instead of focusing on that, we should look inward and work on strengthening our own family structure and relationship. That's key before we can successfully build and sustain our own businesses. Honestly, hold on, let me open this up. It says, honestly, when's the last time you saw a Chinese woman struggling alone with two children heading to NIB wearing worn out slippers? Excuse me, don't make an assessment of the people that have an opportunity to be able to escape from the China that we know, okay? Don't trip and don't believe that they don't suffer calamity or tribulation simply because they're here. Let's just be very clear. So it says, Howard, whilst American was busy neglecting us in their black door, in their back door, rather, playing geopolitical police, burdening its taxpayers, China was conquering respective regions using financial stealth and a smiling face that I know is false because I know that they aim to no nation. I don't know. This thing's messed up at the bottom here. I don't know what they're saying. That they ain't to no nation. I don't know what that means, right? And then it goes on to say, just read the book Viral. Okay. This is Howard. The reason it's less Bahamians own liquor stores and food stores is because we don't have the cash to pay the side fees related thereto, signed by a victim of the same. Oh, my God. You ain't got that little lunch money to slide on people? Praise Jesus. This is a serious thing. And don't believe that because they're Chinese that they're not paying this potential or this proverbial lunch money. The lunch money, they can stand steadfast because they're getting paid from other people. So they ain't worrying about your little $2. They got relationships. And this is what the next government of the Bahamas will have to be able to deal with, corruption. This New Day administration could have been able to do that significantly. This was almost a package with a bow on it, receive corruption or alleged corruption out of the Royal Bahamas Police Force for this new day administration to show us we mean business. And they cowered out. They backed out of it. So then whatever the next administration is that's coming in, you got to be able to deal with corruption. And that's going to be on all levels to clean up our country, man. We got to be able to keep the bar. We got to clean up our country. So is it the question, what is the nation's policy on foreign ownership and businesses in our own country and especially in the inner city communities? And what is the plan to enforce the policy? This is a text coming through. All right. So it says you need to try get the police in the back of my Haitian cockfights. It says, or the coal. The Minister of Environment, that's nothing. That's a text coming through. It says, also the number house. This is a text coming through. So it says, Howard, there's a strategic plan to displace Bahamians, especially in the inner city. These people do not respect our laws, traditions, and values. They open shops early in the morning and every day of the year. They only open up the shop because y'all has come. Huh? On election day, you probably could go to some of these people and get things done. Yeah, because you're going there. Good afternoon, Howard. Do you know that the nations go to war over two things, land and resources? There are only two things that create the greatness, wealth of the nations. Look at what is now happening in Congo. Three nations have taken control of the land and resources, and now their leaders, are being targeted. Nation. The fellow said he was targeted 19 times. He survived 19th assassination. This is the last text. This is Howard. The Chinese liquor stores open early in the morning and stay open until late in the night. Yeah, yeah, because you're all buying. Wet all day. Guys, that's the show, man. I'm grateful to be able to have this kind of conversation with you, always talking about from a nationalistic perspective what needs to happen for growth and development in the country. And I'm grateful that you're always chiming in, participating, as we seek to be able to move forward, upward, onward together. Thank you so much for being able to tune in. We see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.